the problems that you're going to face, racial problems, suck, man. They just suck. You know, if I'm sounding a little down, not necessarily down, more frustrated or upset than anything, I didn't have a racial experience business-wise today, but I did come across somebody who was like trying to push my buttons, and before my buttons got pushed, somebody stepped in and warned him that if he didn't shut up, he'd be looking up at the lights wondering what happened. So before I get into that really quick, because I actually have a story that relates to freelancing and racism, but I just wanted to start it off with that just to get that off my chest. But before I go any further, if you guys hear any fan noise or air conditioning wind blowing, I apologize in advance, but it's hot. I mean, it's ridiculous. Excessive heat warning hot in Vegas today. And I know Vegas and heat go together just like what? Peanut butter and jelly and bacon sandwiches go together. You know? Right? But, seriously, in all seriousness, me and my bad jokes. But no, I mean, I apologize for the fan noise, but it's going to be extremely hot. I think it's going to be a minimum of 112 today and up to like 117. And just yesterday, it was like 117, damn near 118, 118 degrees. And we had a thunderstorm and it was raining. I mean, for real? I mean, come on, Vegas, get it together, man. It's 118 degrees and the humidity got up to 25%. I mean, that's high for Vegas. You know, average humidity is 4% or even 6% on a bad day, but it was 25%. The wind was howling, thunderstorms, lightning. I look out my patio window. Everything's wet. I'm like, what is going on? Crazy weather in Vegas. So anyway, I have the AC on and fans blowing to try to keep myself cool because I'm always hot. I sweat a lot, you know, and I'm trying to stay cool while I do this podcast for you guys. But I digress. Let me get back to the actual subject at hand. And it's a subject that shouldn't even have to be discussed. Here we are, 2021, and we're still talking about racism, still dealing with, man, look, I try to make an effort not to call people stupid. You know, unless I'm joking with my friends and family, you know, we say stupid and we spell it like S-T-O-O-P-I-D or S-T-O-O-P-I-T, stupid, you know, because it's funny, stupid. But then there's real stupid, S-T-U-P-I-D, stupid, just dumb. And there's no rhyme or reason behind it. I mean, they got their reasons for being stupid. You know, some of it was they were born into it. And they just didn't know how to get out of it. Okay, you get a little bitty, itty bitty micro mini pass for that. But you're an adult now, so you should know better. You should be able to make your own decisions and not carry that stupidness with you up until your adulthood. Anyway, the short little spat that I had to deal with today, which was really nothing. It was somebody's attempt at a joke. But you can feel the racist connotation behind the joke. And of course, you know, I'm black and the joke came from a white man and I was standing next to another white man. The other white man, before I could even react, the other white man stepped in and was like, hey, watch yourself before you find yourself looking up at the lights. And the other guy was like, oh, he's like, nah, watch yourself. You know, I didn't even get a chance to react because the other dude knew that the main dude, the first dude was out of pocket. But anyway, that is what brought me to what I want to talk about right now. And this is something that I experienced actually, I would say maybe 25 years ago. And I'm telling you this because I want you to, I hate to say prepare yourself because I don't want you walking around with your dukes up all day, ready to swing on people. You know, I hate to be tight, you know, and sometimes because I'm not so tight, so wound so tight, I may miss my chance to snap back, clap back, or say something back. Sometimes it'll just go over my head because I'm just like, man, I'm not in the mood for that. Because I'm this is me, man. I'm the type of person that's happy all day long. Even when I'm in a bad mood, I'm still relatively happy for the most part. Because if I'm in a bad mood, you'll never know because I never take my bad mood out on nobody else. My bad mood is my bad mood and I'll deal with it internally. I never take it out on anybody else. So, you know, when somebody says something to me, I'm so caught up in my la-la land and my happiness that I'm not paying attention of the fact that they said something stupid to me and my reactions can be a little bit delayed. But the problem with that is when I do react, oh man, it's like Incredible Hulk, you know? I mean, it's like, dude, why are you ruining my day? You know, why are you peeing in my cornflakes? You know, it's like a volcano and, you know, volcanoes don't stop, you know, until they feel like stopping, until they're ready to stop, you know? And I mean, volcanoes, you know, that lava starts to flow even underwater. It's still burning hot. It crusts over and then it just boils back through. But I'm trying not to go too far off on a tangent, but I guess what happened today, which, like I said, was minimal, laughable, but what happened, matter of fact, hold on. Yeah, it was laughable. What happened today was laughable. But anyway, like a volcano, it just sits there and boils, and it stirred up what happened to me maybe 20, 25 years ago, which was not so laughable. It was blatant racism, and it wasn't even a black and white thing. It was a black and Hawaiian or Islander thing. And I don't have any issues with Hawaiian or Islanders, but this Hawaiian man had an issue with me, and he was a businessman, and it was a business dealing. I'm not going to say the name of the man. I'm not going to say the name of the company or anything like that. All I'm going to say is, y'all know, if you've been listening, hopefully you have, and I thank you if you have, 20, 25 years ago, I was heavy into the car stereo world. I mean, heavy into the car stereo world. So I reached out to one of my favorite car audio manufacturers, and I had this idea, which I thought at the time was brilliant, to make some t-shirts, you know, nice little slogan, nice little t-shirt idea, this, that, and the other. I went on their website, looked for the public relations person, you know, the PR guy or girl, found a person, and I sent them an email. And we had corresponded back and forth a few times, and it was going good. And it's like, okay, when do I get a chance to meet you? And at the time, you know, I mean, look, me and directions don't get along. My friends in college used to call me Wrong Way Roberson because I always went the wrong way. But as one of my best friends told me in high school, which his dad told him, as long as you have gas in your car, you're never lost, right? So if I went the wrong way, just get off the freeway, turn around and go the other way. Might lose a little bit of time, but what are you going to do, right? So anyway, we had corresponded a bunch of times, and because of me being Wrong Way Roberson, I didn't want to take a chance in driving out to where their factory was to meet with them. So I figured I'll wait for my opportunity, which was CES, Consumer Electronics Showcase or whatever. Back in the day when they used to allow regular consumers in there, I think CES has since changed their policy where they only let retailers and manufacturers in, which is stupid. I don't get it. You're trying to sell to the average consumer. Let the consumer in the show, right? I think they changed their policy back to letting consumers back in, but I don't know. But anyway, back 20-something years ago, 20 or more years ago, when I used to go with my crew, with my team, Team Pure Pressure, yeah, like peer pressure, but pure pressure, because we used to do sound competitions, you know, shout out to Team Pure Pressure. But when we used to go, it was a big thing. We would go to CES, like, man, I can't wait. Every year around January, early or mid-January, we'd go to CES. So this person I was corresponding with, I told him, hey, maybe we can meet at CES and I can bring my portfolio, bring my ideas with me and show you what I've been thinking about for a t-shirt idea that I'm quite sure could be quite lucrative for you and I both. They said, okay, sounds good. I look forward to meeting you. Go to CES. I'm excited, nervous. Now, on one end, I'll say my bad is I wasn't dressed as professionally as I should. You know, I had on some jeans or some, cargo pants and a t-shirt, but it was CES. I thought it was going to be a casual meeting. Matter of fact, the person I was meeting with had on shorts and flip-flops and a t-shirt. So it wasn't like I was completely out of line, but their reaction when they saw me, I introduced myself. I said, hey, we've been chatting via email for the last couple of weeks. I'm Ahmed Roberson. They looked at me, stuck their hand out to shake my hand and were like, oh. And was like, okay, I'll talk to you later. And just walked away from me. And you could see the expression on their face. And the handshake was so damn limp. You know, I'm from the era of a handshake where handshake matters. You know, you get that handshake like, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. Or if you're talking to a lady, you know, you shake her hand gently. But even a lady can give a limp, soft handshake, you know? A man can give a limp, soft handshake. That handshake to me tells me you don't want to have nothing to do with me or you don't like me. And it was the fact that they saw me. And as soon as they saw me, you could see on their face that they didn't know that I was black. Because, I mean, here's another stupid, stupid thing. People often tell me you sound white when you talk. How stupid is that, man? I mean, that's just stupid. What is it that white people are the standard for proper English and proper diction, or black people can't do nothing but talk slang? I can talk slang. I can talk proper English. I just fit in. I get in where I fit in. But don't sit there and say just because I talk proper English that I sound white. That's stupid. That's just absolutely stupid. So, but I guess going along with the stupidity theme here, the person that I was emailing, they must have read my emails in a white voice thinking that I was going to be a white person when they met me. And then when they saw me and saw that I was black, they had this look on their face like, holy crap, he's black. And I mean, literally just dismissed me, man. I'm like, oh my God. And then after that, no more emails, this and that. And I think one more email transpired. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just really busy that day. No, you weren't. You were in flip-flops, cargo shorts, and a t-shirt. You know, you weren't that busy. But, you know, you were busy being racist. And who knows? The idea could have been good. The idea could have been bad. But just think, if the idea was good, you could have made millions. We could have made millions together. But because of your racism, you don't want to deal with me? What, you didn't think I was professional all of a sudden? I sounded professional to you on the email. But now all of a sudden that you meet me in person and you didn't even give me a chance to speak to you. You didn't even give me a chance to look at my portfolio or even see my idea. You just turned away and dismissed me because I was black. Well, here we are, 20, 25 years later. I am somewhat successful. You know, I mean, everybody has their own degree of success. Hey, I got my place, I got a car, I got food, I got my dog Penny. Psh, sounds like a win to me, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm the type of person that holds grudges. Okay, it's a major fault of mine. It is what it is. I hold grudges. So, of course, I had to look up what that person was doing nowadays to see how their life has changed since we last met. And, you know, although I hold grudges, I don't take satisfaction in people's failures. You know, I don't laugh when people fall down on their faces, but I did want to know what was going on in their lives since the last time they dissed me. And, you know, unfortunately, they're no longer in business. You know, I don't know what they're doing for a living nowadays, but that easy, cushy life where you could wear flip flops and cargo shorts to work, those days are gone. And again, you know, I don't know if our business venture would have been successful or not, but what if it was? Like I said, you could have made millions, millions, and it could have been great for the both of us, but you dismissed me altogether just because I was black. And, you know, how do you bounce back from that? Just, I mean, you literally have to shrug it off like, oh, they're just stupid, you know, and just leave it be. Like, oh, you're literally stupid. And then you just move on with your life and continue to do what you're going to do to make yourself successful. And you don't worry about them. You know, like I said, I hold grudges and I go look back and see what people are doing nowadays. But it's not to gloat. I definitely don't send out emails or reach out to them to say, ha, 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 look what happened to you. It's nothing like that whatsoever. But I just look back to see, like, I wonder what they're up to. You know, has their racism still allowed them to prosper? You know, have they gotten far with their racist practices, or has it finally caught up to them and bitten them in the butt? You know, I like to say in this instance, it caught up to that person and bit them in the butt. And it sucks because it didn't have to. It absolutely didn't have to. And again, like I said, there's no way to know that our business venture, my idea, would have been successful or not. But just the fact that you just dismissed it right out the gate as soon as you saw me. And, you know, look, people talk with their faces more than they do with their mouths. You know, I'll say that one more time. I learned that back when I was in college, maybe 20 something years ago. People talk with their faces more than they do with their mouths. So you ever see somebody and you tell them, hey, man, you want to go hang out? And they're like, yeah, we can go. But their face is like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't hide it. You can't, unless you're just a stoic person. Even sometimes a stoic person can have a hard time dealing, masking their feelings or their facial expressions rather. But your body speaks, man. Your body language speaks. Your body talks. People talk with their faces more than they do with their mouths. So when this person saw me and they were like, hey, nice to meet you, you could see on their face like, oh, crap. Wow, I didn't know you were black. I didn't know you were a kid. I mean, how you not, man? My name is Ahmed. Jeez, if not black, you would think I was at least Arabic, Egyptian, Middle Eastern, something. You know what I'm saying? Other than white, you know. But the fact is, again, it wasn't that this person wasn't even white. And it sucks. And it's not that this person was working with a bunch of white people, so they thought that's how they're supposed to act because white people act like that. It's not the case at all, because there was another person in that company that I used to actually call on the phone and talk to and get information about certain parameters about how to build speaker boxes and all that stuff. I mean, this dude was a legend. But anyway, I would call and this dude would love to pick up the phone and talk to us, me and my whole team. Whether we were black, white, or whatever. And my whole team was mixed with black, white, and whatever. We were a whole mix of everything because we're not stupid. We get along with everybody. People are people, man. You know what I mean? So it was love all across the board. But anyway, I would call that company and talk to the guy who engineered the speakers and helped us build. And he would be glad to talk to either one of us at any given time of the day. It was unbelievable. So for the person that I dealt with that was that racist person, you know, you can't say they were a product of their environment. They were a product of their own stupidity. They're a product of their own stupidity. And they were much older than me, at least 20 years older than me. So they should have known better by now. You know what I mean? They should have known better by now. But again, you know, to deal with that, yeah, you hold on to it, but not in a debilitating way. You hold on to it as a lesson. Just like sometimes you try a business practice or something to increase your business. If it fails, you don't just write it off as a failure and just quit and throw everything away. You take it as a lesson, like, okay, I can't do that anymore. Now, I can't not be black. You know what I mean? I can't not do that. But when it comes to dealing with people that have issues with that, I mean, you just have to look at, don't take it upon yourself and feel bad. Don't take the heat on you. Look at them. Make them feel bad. You know, like, really, dude? Like you're a racist? You know, you gotta make being racist as uncomfortable as racism is as a whole. Where somebody's trying to be racist towards you, just flip it back on them and make them feel bad about it. Like really, really bad about it. Somebody call you out your name, a racial slur or something, and you're just like, dude, you're a racist? Like, oh my God, like, oh man, for real? Oh man, like, I mean, just show the disappointment. Nobody likes to feel disappointment. You know, when somebody feels disappointment in you, like, you know, sometimes you tell your dog, bad dog, bad dog, and they bow their heads and they're hitting you with those puppy dog eyes. You know, dogs have real emotions. People have those same emotions. If somebody is being real stupid and racist towards you and you sit there and you give them that bad dog treatment, like, man, you're a racist? You're a bigot? Like, are you for real? Oh man, I'm so disappointed. Trust me, they're not going to walk away thinking they got a victory because they did something racist towards you. They're going to go home and they're going to act like it and try to laugh it off, but they're going to look themselves in the mirror one day and they're going to be like, man, what am I doing? What am I doing? Like, why? It's stupid. I mean, I mean, I don't know any other word to describe it. No other way to describe it. It's just flat out stupid. Stupid. But, you know, stupid is as stupid does. So your counter to stupidity, don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Just let them go and be like, okay, in your mind, you're lost. You don't have to send a snappy email. Nothing. Matter of fact, you keep it professional, because who's to say that racist person might wake up and say, you know what? I am sincerely sorry. I apologize with every bit of my soul. I was wrong and I want to make it up to you. Let's do some business together. Has nothing to do with race. Let's just make this right. You know, you never want to burn bridges in any. I mean, it might come in a day where you have to burn a bridge, where something just happened so bad where you're just like, screw it. F it. I'm done with this person for the rest of my life, no matter what happens. Then, you know, go ahead and do whatever you seem appropriate for that time. But for the most part, I mean, you never know, man. You know, just put it on them. You know, put it on them. It's their loss. They missed out. You don't have to do it in an arrogant way. Like, oh, man, you slept on me. You just don't know who you're messing with. You ain't got to go that far. But just be like, okay, you know, take it in stride. Go back to the drawing board, or continue doing what you're doing and just meet with another client, a more worthy client, a better client, a more appreciative client. Or how about a client that just isn't stupid? A client with some basic education that knows better. That's, man, it's disturbing, because so many years have gone by and there's still people walking around like that, that are racist. And it's just, it's so dumb. I wish there was a more powerful word to use than stupid or dumb or idiotic. You know, I mean, these are people I refer to as professional idiots. You know, I mean, this is on a professional level, expert level. What is it? What's the business term? Six Sigma, business, black belt or something like that. Six Sigma black belt. You're on a Six Sigma black belt. You're on a Six Sigma black belt level of stupidity. That's where you are. You know what I mean? Go look at yourself in the mirror and see if you want to give yourself a round of applause, or if you want to pat yourself on the back for something stupid you did. Nah, you know, you take that, let it fuel you, you know, let it fuel you to the point where you're like, you know what? Okay. I'm gonna show him, you know, be like me, hold that grudge. Be like, okay. You think I'm stupid just because I'm black, or you think I don't know how to do business because I'm black? Watch this. And let that be your win. You know, cussing somebody out, going off, that ain't nothing. That ain't going to do nothing for you. You know, because you're still going to be mad at the end. But what takes the pain away is when you're sitting there counting your stacks of money and you're laughing, or you're looking at all your levels of success that you've made and you're laughing, you know, and you don't even have to worry about whether they're succeeding or failing. Even if they're succeeding, who cares? You're succeeding. When they thought you couldn't, when they thought you shouldn't, when they thought you wouldn't, just because you were black or Hispanic or Asian or Indian or any race other than white. And this is not a podcast to bash white people. Trust me, my circle of friends is very small, but the people in my circle of friends are of every single race and culture. It does not matter. If you're a cool person, you're a cool person. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with race. But in this particular instance, it did. That's why I refer to the white people in this particular instance. But it wasn't just white people. It was the white person that I had to deal with earlier. And then it was the Hawaiian person that I dealt with years ago. So it's not targeting white people or anything like that. But anyway, I just want to close out this episode. Just wanted to get that off my chest, because you have to navigate your way past the stupidity. I mean, there's no other way I can put it. You just have to navigate your way through it. It's going to be rough times. It's going to be turbulent times. Hell, man, look at the show Gilligan's Island. Gilligan, man, they had that little bitty boat, the minnow. You know how small a minnow is in reference to a fish? They had a little bitty boat like the minnow, and it was caught up in one hell of a storm, but they still survived it. Hey, and a quick little tangent. Years ago, when I was in college, man, years back, for my birthday, my ex-girlfriend took me to Catalina Island for my birthday, and the weather was fine when we went. We were there for 3 days. Day number one, beautiful, tropical. We're hiking. We're out on the scene, walking around, all dressed up fancy and stuff. Day number two, it's starting to get windy and the ocean water, the waves are a little choppy. It's like, oh crap, I don't know about this. Day number three, when it's time to go home, the water is, oh man, it was a little mini typhoon. The water's splashing up on the deck. The wind's blowing super hard. We're like, yo, do we have to ride home in this? And the captain of the boat, which was almost minnow size, the captain of the boat was like, yeah, it would be all right. You know, I'm like, man, can't they comp us and let us stay another night till the storm passes? Well, if you stay another night, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars. I'm in college. I'm broke. I mean, I'm B-R-O-K-E, broke. So I can't afford to stay another night. I'm like, ah, screw it. Okay, we'll just take the boat ride home. Man, that scene from Gilligan's Island in the beginning when the boat is sloshing back and forth and you can see the bottom of the boat rise up and slam down. I was on that. I was on that boat, man. And I kept saying to my ex, like, this feels like Gilligan's Island. We're on a boat. And she couldn't respond because if she would talk, bleh, she would throw up. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to have my hand over my nose. And my shirt over my nose so I don't smell the vomit. And the captain's walking around like it's nothing. He got his sea legs, so he's just dealing with it. Everybody else, you try to go to the bathroom. As soon as you take one step, you're on your knees and you got to crawl to the bathroom because the boat's rocking so hard. And then when you get to the bathroom, oh man, what's wrong with people? People not flushing the toilet. So the toilet is filled with excrement. I'll just leave it at that. And with the boat sloshing around, that excrement is coming out of the toilet bowl and it's all over the floor and you're sitting there trying to hold your balance. Oh, what a mess. What a mess. And then the captain's handing out barf bags and me and my ex refused to take it because I knew we were already choking it down. If I took that barf bag, it was a wrap. And it was a bunch of people out there that they were yakking. They were giving it up, man. And it was smelling real bad. And I'm like, oh, this is the worst. And throughout all that, there was this one lady on the boat and she was just sitting there in her booth reading her book like nothing was happening. And I'm sitting there looking at my ex like, can you believe this? Look at this lady. I'm like, maybe we should try to read. But anytime you try to focus on something, your eyes will start to sway. You get a little dizzy because the boat was just moving like the minnow, the SS Minnow, Gilligan's Island. Oh, man, what a mess. Anyway, I don't know how I got so far into that story, but I was talking about navigating. Yeah, navigate your way through. You know, you got to navigate your way through the BS. You got to navigate your way through the racism. You got to navigate your way through the stupidity because it's out there. And no matter what, you're just going to get that one person that they're so terribly miserable in their lives that they spread their misery and they don't even realize they're doing it. They think it's funny. They think they're just cracking jokes and they don't even realize how effed up they are inside. So on one end, you want to smack them and be like, man, what did you say? But on the other end, you want to shake your head and be like, sorry, feel sorry for you, man. You got to spend the rest of your life in misery. Can't even look yourself in the mirror. How does that feel? You can't even look yourself in the mirror. Oh, what a life of misery. I don't let people's misery get me down. You know, it is what it is, man. Whatever. Ha! Whatever, man. I'm going to go ahead and live my life. I'm going to keep on pushing. You push away and you don't like me because of my race. That's just your bad because I'm a cool person. You know, you want me on your team. Trust me, you do. Ha! Yeah. But anyway, let me go ahead and close out this episode. I just wanted to share that with you. I know I didn't have any, like, poignant points, like, straight to it points. But I hope you got the message of what I was trying to get out there for you guys. You know, just let it go. It ain't nothing. You know, it's their stupidity. Now, if you have to encounter this person multiple times and they just keep pushing your buttons, then do what you gotta do. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm saying something. Do what you gotta do. But if it's a one-time encounter and you're on to the next business venture, look at it just like that. You're on to the next business venture. Look at it like this. You didn't land that business, contract or whatever. Just eliminate the racism part out of your mind and just say, oh, I didn't land that contract. Okay, on to the next. I mean, that's what you would do anyway, right? If you landed the contract or if you didn't land the contract, you'd be like, all right, man, I didn't land it. Dang, that sucks. All right, on to the next. okay, this time it happened, but it had a little sprinkle of racism in there. You know, you get mad, be like, man, all right, you know, you're on my short list, you know, my short watch list, but otherwise, peace out. It was just another contract that I didn't land. And let it be. Simple as that. So hopefully you got something out of this. Thanks for letting me vent. This is more about me venting a little bit because stupidity, you know what I mean? But anyway, I hope to see you guys next Tuesday. I hope you like this episode. I hope you're here listening attentively and pulled something out of my rant. But otherwise, I will see you guys next Tuesday at noon. Thanks for listening.